This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
And we begin on a Thursday. I think actually this is the eighth or ninth Thursday in a row with yet another staggering report on people filing for unemployment benefits in this economy. 2.4 million people this week, down, yes, from a week ago, but still basically the entire population of Houston, Texas. Now, what you need to know, though, is that those weekly unemployment claims come in two varieties. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer gets us going with the difference between the two and why that difference matters.
Initial jobless claims are how many new people file for unemployment benefits in a week. Continuing claims measure the total number of workers on unemployment. Erica Groshen, the former head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, says think of it like a bathtub.
The initial claims is how much water is flowing into the bathtub, and the continuing claims is how much water is in the bathtub.
Each number is important. Chris Rupke, chief financial economist at the global financial group MUFG, follows both.
Well, that's why God gave us two eyes. You have to watch both.
But Rupke says when he wants to tease out underlying trends, the continuing claims number is more important.
Because the minute the total number of people receiving unemployment starts to come down, that's the key signal that the labor market's improving.
The continuing jobless claims numbers will play a key role in whether the post-coronavirus recovery looks like a V or U, meaning the economy improves quickly, or is flatter, like an L. Dartmouth College economist Patricia Anderson will be watching that.
If the continuing claims start falling fairly rapidly, then that's good signs that we might be more U-shaped than L-shaped.
Anderson says if the continuing jobless claims just keep plodding along at about the same rate, that's not a sign that we're really turning the corner. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.